straight to the bar. Niggas here turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be men and us. Bitches gon' be men and us. Niggas gon' be men and us. And they just gonna be mad at us. Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the motherfucking house.
And as y'all know, we always in the house. And I also know it's AKA Queen Non Basic on TikTok. Go ahead and follow me. And Gina, you want to send a shout out to your social media pages so they can hit you up on the gram? Gina or Hill. On TikTok or whatever.
Gina Hill on what is it called? That Facebook page that I never be on.
Girl, I don't even be on there.
Hill's Eyes or Legina Gilder on TikTok. Mm-hmm. TikToks.
And what's your Instagram?
LG78.
And my Instagram is Tiana_NonBasic. Okay. So now that we done put them shout outs out there, let's go ahead and get y'all to get the lace front out the front of y'all eyebrows and pay attention, pay attention. Because, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And a lot of people are reporting on stuff that may or may not be true. But did y'all hear about what happened on the House floor with the Biden indictment? They want to, impeach him.
We've been at this.
Yeah, they want to impeach him. Okay. So let's play a little snippet of that. And, you know, it's on the WhiteHouse.com. Y'all can see it on there, but find it on YouTube as well.
I believe with all the evidence he's gathered, yes, he's proven that Joe Biden has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
You stupid. Okay? So, why didn't y'all just say he's just old as fuck and he can't perform his duties, dumbasses?
That's up to you guys.
That would be the smart thing to do.
It's yes or no. You personally believe
you.
Under constitutional...
No. You personally, do you believe he should be impeached?
I do.
Okay, and you believe that because you believe Chairman Comer has proven that he committed a high crime and misdemeanor?
No, because I know that he committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay.
I was involved and saw them happen.
Right, but obviously, with all the evidence, should you go to jail? That all of these hearings for 15 months that the chairman has proven that, right?
They facing charges.
You re-ask the question?
Everybody went on to testify against Biden.
I assume you believe
he
should be impeached. Mm-hmm. But my point
and
his son is
in jail.
Has not yet moved for that.
Well, and he did have a bad coke problem.
We got like 3.5 minutes here. I mean, let's just do the impeachment. I mean,
allegedly.
Why continue to waste millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money if we're going to impeach because you believe you've shown he's committed a high crime and misdemeanor? What are you waiting on? Let's just do it.
So what was the high crime misdemeanor? Because, you know, I ain't
paying. That's what he keep asking, and they not saying.
On your committee? When is it going to happen?
He said, call it and vote it.
American people, you're going to stop wasting your
money. Man, can I get some, you know what, pay me. Pay me to just sit around and make a bogus-ass shit. Come on, man.
I mean, we are paying them to do this shit.
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing?
Yeah, we're paying them to sit around and talk bullshit to each other.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, I don't see them out there doing nothing
They basically, like you said, they're entertainers. Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're fucking celebrities.
And we're all just
they like, oh my God, I said, what is this?
And we're stupid.
Sorry. I said, what is this? Bad Boys House Representative Edition? Zeus presents the Bad Boys House Representative.
No. The good old Bad Boys.
Edition.
It's the good old Bad Boys.
No, Bad Boys is actually a club.
Oh.
Like a show. It's a show on Zeus. Kind of like some, the baddies. You know, it's a play off of Bad Girls Club. It started on MTV, I believe, or VH1. One of those ooh, channels. And then baddies.
One day I'll start watching TV again.
I love the show.
When I'm in the nursing home.
It's like they be doing fake fights and stuff. And people really get into it online. Like, and such and such should have did this. I'll be like, if that, y'all don't know, this shit is fake. I don't know
why. It's all for show.
It's so fake.
It's to keep us entertained.
Are you not entertained?
Okay, but this is so hilarious, though. But so the House of Representatives, you know, they was doing a thugism when they was talking about impeaching Biden. Here's another clip.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
He trying to be funny. You know, well, Hunter in jail.
Doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize him. Clubfed. You're presented here.
Whatever. Oh, Clubfed is like an 80s thing when you're rich and you go to the nice.
You go to the, yeah, the pretty, fabulous, with all the amenities and the tennis and shit like that. Clubfed.
And his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing 2 indictments with 12 counts. Even if we were to believe every single word offered
by allegedly and biased witnesses, his son, drug addict. Dang.
Don't identify any.
I ain't gonna lie. He looked like a crackhead to me. Much not a crackhead, a cokehead.
Whatever. Dan Goldman and Jimmy Rastin, both lawyers,
no,
who continue to lie today in this hearing, and they go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Avalo, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
I don't smoke crack nor start cocaine.
Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah, state your parliamentary inquiry, because we've got a very important hearing here. And we don't have time for stunts.
It's not a stunt. It's I'm simply asking.
And this is on Politico, and you can find them on YouTube on their page, Politico.
Once again, we're back to a hearing with no evidence provided any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's not. It's not. You know how you would normally spell Politico. Okay.
That's why he can't be here today.
I see what you're saying.
He's sitting in prison.
Politico. Politico.
Sir.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
Politico, you're obviously not familiar with corruption.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
She killed him in his soul. Murder him. It had to be her. You know it had to be her. And y'all know that voice. We ain't even going to say who it was. You gotta look up the story. It's called Biden Impeachment Hearing Devolved Into Sparring Match.
Basically.
They should have just said bad boys. No, baddies and bad boys meets the floor.
Hell no.
They took it to the floor.
The good old boys. The good old bad boys.
Oh, goodness. The good old boys. Hilarious, though. But yeah, that was, you know, we had to talk about it, but. Yeah, I'm like, what are we paying these people to do? Argue with each other about nothing? Nothing.
You don't make laws for their bestest friends.
Okay, no.
Although, what was that? There was a law made to help people friends in Carmel, to help all our rich friends out there, because, you know, we got a lot of high-income earners, you know, mm-hmm. millionaires out in Carmel, and now Carmel just declared, I read on Fox 59 earlier today, mm-hmm. They just declared that they said that they don't feel like the law protecting a lot of the income tax exemptions were fair to the city of Carmel. And so now that they are trying to overturn the law. Yeah, I guess when you're a rich city and you feel like you ain't get enough of the rich folks in the city, then I guess, okay, yeah. It's okay to do that shit, you know. But when you talking about the whole of United States, that's different, right? Because the poor people need to pull themselves up like by the bootstraps.
Uh-huh.
Right. I just thought about that shit. Anyway, because we're talking about them not doing shit in Congress, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. But on a sad note, Regina King, you know, famous actress Regina King's 227, you know.
Did you say actor?
Actress, yes. Same thing, yeah. So we all know her since we were children, and 227, and she's been in multiple series and movies.
She played in Ray.
I think she has an Oscar or an Oscar nominated or whatever.
She's that bitch.
Yes, this is really important. I need everybody to hear this. This is, you know, we always do our mental health awareness too. Mm. Her son passed away, and he took his own life.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm just like, and she's, you know, she's doing interviews about it, and I think this is part of her healing process.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you really gotta check on these kids, for real. Get them help if they need help. If they don't want to talk to you, see if they have talked to somebody else. See if you can get them in some type of programs where they're surrounded by people that want to see them do good and do great in life. But anyways, that's all I got to say. Or, you know, anything that they're interested in, get them into circles where they can express that.
That's what I did. I gave my daughter, because I saw that she was getting depressed and stuff, I gave her a space to, like, allow her to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, even if I didn't appreciate the way, the word she was using.
Yeah.
I mean, but not if she cussed me out. That's, no, we ain't talking about it. I'm talking about I let her express herself the way she needs to be, feel like she needs to express herself, to let her know what's going on with her and to let her know that I'm always there. Just come talk to me whenever you need to. And I think it's really helping now, because, I mean, she finally made honor roll. That's her first up. Year, 8 years of school. First pew, time pew, in 8 years of school. Pew, 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 pew. Yes, God told her, like, you know, I can guide you. I can tell you what you should do. I can put you on punishment. I can do whatever. But it, I mean,
but I think just a good conversation. End,
what do you want out of life? What do you want out of life?
But I'm just saying. That's
not with, to my tea.
I know. But, but I'm just saying, when you are trying to move your kids into whatever passion, because you can't let them just be out there wandering, because you, like, try to move them into things that they're passionate about, and, like, that's when they start to appreciate just having conversations with you more and letting you more in their life. You know, you can't let them get in these rooms and close them doors and not talk to you.
Exactly.
Period. But anyways, pay attention.
And not to say that Regina King didn't do that for her own child.
Oh, no. I'm sure she did.
You know authoritarianism is not the way to parent.
It's not.
I said the right one.
You did. Yeah. You did. But on a happy note, Chloe Bailey is an auntie.
Oh, we already know this.
Haley had the baby. Holly. Why I keep calling her Haley?
Holly had the baby months ago.
Girl, like, I didn't know. I just found that. You talking about I don't be up on stuff. Like, I did not know. I was like, what?
I was following Chloe and Holly. They was like 3 or 4 years old. I mean, like.
You following
I forgot how long they've been out. Yeah.
I definitely do not. Do not. I catch good songs that they putting out here and there, but, like, I ain't never sit down and, like, listen to one of their old albums.
I think I follow their old page, if they're even using it anymore.
No, I'm talking about, like, their albums and stuff. Have you sit down and cracked open the album? And then, I mean, like,
when was the last time I cracked up an album
on play?
Excuse me, no, I just Spotify. I used to play just, like, every song that they posted on their page. I don't even use Spotify except for this podcast. And sometimes I randomly...
Somebody want to give a shout out to
Hoots Liquor.
I can't even get it out. Look, I'm choking because...
I've been going there since 1980.
No,
Hoots Liquor. I'm lying. I am not even that old, right?
Yes. Shout out to Hoots Liquor, the neighborhood liquor store.
Well, it's not owned by the same person anymore.
22nd and...
Illinois.
Again, that's Hoots Liquor on
22nd in Illinois, across from Stuart Mortuary.
Yes, they have all the wine.
Is it Stuart?
And the Pinot Grigio that you need. And again, we do not sponsor Pinot Grigio, but
we are sponsoring. We love Hoots. It. Yes, I love Pinot. I love me some Pinot Grigio, but we are sponsoring Hoots. I mean, I've been going there for years. I mean, they changed ownership. Their new owners are, like, cool as fuck. You got to meet them. They cool. I did forget their names, but, you know, I go there to get alcohol, so it's a given that I would forget somebody's name.
Okay, so let's go on to Stephanie.
Shout out to Miss Stephanie. She's my favorite clerk in the whole store. Anyway.
Let's do Strange World. Yes, it's strange that we've been going to the same liquor store for 20 years, but whatever. Let's do Strange World. Let me tell you, it is. Yeah, we would go from across town just to go to that liquor store before they close, because none of the other liquor stores feel like they're not up to par. But it's
and
just
also,
as ghetto as all the
tends
other ones
to be a little cheaper.
I think it's cheaper and great prices or whatever, and it's clean in there. They clean up. Yeah. Like, a lot of them, these...
the community spirits.
Community spirit type of places. Like,
what? I didn't say that.
Yeah, it's like not... But anyways, whatever they're called. We do not sponsor Pinot Grigio.
But we do drink it a lot. Yes. At least 3 times a week anyway.
But on a sad note, in the strange weather we live in, there's a new documentary out about sexual child misconduct at Nickelodeon, girl.
And you are surprised.
I am not surprised. It's the Harvey Weinstein movement. You know, it's me too.
You said Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Like Einstein. Weinstein. You said Weinstein like
what
Einstein.
What is it how you said? Harvey I Weinstein.
I think it's Weinstein. Yeah, Weinstein. I don't know. I was just like.
I said Weinstein. Whatever.
It don't matter.
He's an idiot, man. I don't know. Fuck that dude. But anyways. He's Wine, right? Because I want to say.
Sick off a power asshole, stinky. Nigga.
Like wine stink. Like a wine wiener. Stank.
Wiener stink.
Wine stink.
Wine stink. Vina. It's Vina. It's
garbage rotten. Bag, man. But anyways, it's supposed to have, I believe it's going to be on. My daughter told me about this show. She was like, Mom, you got to watch it. Or whatever. I was like, I have to check it out. But
yeah. I mean,
it's supposed
like,
to be on, aired on Hulu, I believe. I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. But you guys, I just, not surprised, but everybody is talking about it. So I'm going to go home and watch this documentary. But I think that it's very important as to why a lot of things. I always think back to some things that could have happened to us and why we weren't put in that position to where allowed to even do a lot of different things.
Enough things happened to me without being in the industry.
Yeah, that part too. But I'm saying, like, it was situations that could have happened, but because somebody said, no, you can't go there, it didn't happen. Like, with the gymnastics, for me. Like, it was the same doctor, you know? And that's crazy, but hey, some people got.
Mama just knew. She knew.
Just knew. She was like, nope, you won't be doing that.
I liked her coaches. I was like, I'll go with her.
Nah, that's not kind. But also.
Man, me and Tiana know him for kicking asses together.
Yes.
When I kicked the. Remember that dude spit in my face?
I know, right? And we beat him up with a glass ashtray.
Yeah, I know the glass ashtray.
One of them antique ashtrays, too, but it didn't even break. His head was. Hard. He didn't even break the ashtray. It's like pow with that glass ashtray. But anyways, we baddies.
We only baddies when it comes to protecting ourselves.
No,
we were young girls
us.
Back then. They tried to attack us.
You know,
us,
they
yeah.
tried to attack us. So
it was like
they had to get the beat down. Okay, they had to learn. Big ass dude. He learned that day.
A good 6 foot
he
five.
Learned that day. They came back and apologized and everything.
He sure did.
Remember,
I thought she was stuck.
Remember we beat
up
Freddy Krueger?
We used to beat him up on an everyday basis. It's like we were getting out all the fears we got from watching Nightmare on Elm Street or some shit.
Yeah, oh my goodness. But anyways, it's the dude in our neighborhood. He looked like Freddy Krueger. But whatever. No, y'all think? Never mind. I ain't gonna get into it. He cool people now.
Yeah, he always is cool people.
Yeah,
it's
was.
Just that he used to get a little frisky
very
sometimes.
Annoying.
And he had it. I think he just wanted us to jump on him, really. So he would start shit with us. I'm going to be honest with you. Anyway, go ahead.
But speaking about people starting shit, Jaguar Wright is
again?
Saying that...
she knows how my PD did.
Allegedly, she was asleep, and she sleep with her mouth open back in the day, and Common tried to put his manliness in her mouth while she was asleep. And she woke up and saw him doing this. She said she wants to warn Jennifer about his evil side. That he has an evil side.
So were they dating at the time? Like, what?
No, I guess it was, you know, they hang out in the same circles or whatever. I don't know, girl. I don't care less.
Yeah.
I can care less. I'm like,
I just want to know that. I don't know.
But then after this story comes out.
I mean, so like they're in this place where all these people around. She passed out.
And this is on Jaguar Wright page.
And Jaguar, he goes and he tries to stick his dick in Jaguar's right mouth.
On YouTube.
Apparently, there's plenty of other women in this place. So why would he try to fish this?
Who knows?
I don't know what's going on. Shit.
I don't know the scenario. I don't see why she would lie. But I do know that You know she's exposing everybody.
I mean, when we were kids, little boys used to try to do that if they had sleepovers. You know,
that's trifling.
No, but I mean, that happened before. It wasn't me. I ain't even know names who that happened to, but it was that's a joke. Awful. Anyway, it's awful. You was there. Not you wasn't there. You didn't see this shit happen, but you were there when they were joking about it. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, when that jokes was being made, I did not like it then. I do not like it now. I do not like it. Sam, I am. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I do not like
that's
it.
That's some shit that happened.
That is trifling. If he really tried to do that, put his manliness in her mouth while she was asleep. And she said she looked up and the motherfucker's standing over here with in her face. So, but anyways, Jennifer supposedly 4 hours ago, allegedly, according to these blogs, they're saying that he proposed. Ooh. And she said no, girl. You know, Jennifer, her habitual, well, she was engaged to that one guy for 9-10 years or something like that.
Her baby daddy, right?
Yeah, her son's father.
Ex-husband. What?
Yeah, no, they never got married,
oh,
girl.
I thought they got married.
They never got married.
Okay, so baby daddy.
Yep, so I guess Common didn't try to propose and she said no.
Maybe she's just not ready to get married yet, should have.
Maybe she's never gonna get married.
And does it really even matter? Man?
That's what she said. When Ellen asked her about Ellen DeGeneres on her show, she asked Jennifer years ago. She said, how long you and your man been together?
I mean, when you guys...
Or something like that. Something to that effect. And Jennifer's like, we've been together for like 9 years. And she said, so you're just not in a rush to get married or anything right now? She said, no, not right now. Not right now. He ain't going nowhere. That's exactly aww. What she said. But he went somewhere. He got the hell out of there after he heard her say that. Everybody was like, oh, I'm out of here. You know, some people want to get married.
The hell
you know
what I mean? Dog.
He did. He got up out he of there. And then sorry. They had like a little messy breakup, but now they're great co-parents. But anyways, Common has one child. Jennifer has one child. And on paper, it looks side by side. Like, they got a lot in common. They both from Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whatever. But, so a lot of people from the Midwest out here wilding in their relationship. Epps, ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
Then went on Tasha K. And y'all can see it on Tasha K's channel. And talk dirt back. Hole in the wall type of love story that Mike Epps and his new wife got going on, which was the mistress that he was messing with while he was still married. Girl, why have they put up a short about him and her relationship? Calls her the mistress in the short and then talks about how they had all these celebrities and stuff at their wedding.
But I thought, I don't know. I was listening to her on there and I was like, I mean,
she was a production assistant when he met her. She was not a producer.
Okay.
But that's the story they was putting
out
there.
Well, you know,
she's a designer. She's a producer. She might be multi-talented. You know, some chicks from the Midwest just like that, baby. If y'all don't know.
Where's she from?
Now you know.
Where's the new wife from? What's her name again?
She's from Chicago. She Midwest all day long. Girl, but like his old wife, I mean his ex-wife, that's his old wife, his ex-wife, because she is a little older than the new wife. But his ex-wife said that, girl, you got to go on Tasha K and see it. That's all I got
to
say.
I'm not going
she,
to.
She called her straight up a mistress. She never met her and she, you know, and she does not speak to him anymore.
How does she know that he was a mistress? Because he could have been messing with anybody.
She saw the pictures. And like I said, the new short of them celebrating they love, it admits to her being a mistress. I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oops.
Yeah, it admits. It like they started dating while
one
he
day
was
I
married.
Will read everything you
they
send me.
Started dating. Hold on. It said they started dating, talking about Mike Epps and his current wife. They started dating while he was married.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he divorced the ex-wife and married her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, the mistress. What was going on with him when the ex-wife and all this happened? I mean, like...
What you mean? I don't know, girl. I'm not in their personal life. I just wanted to talk about it because I thought it was so funny that she went on Tasha K and wanted to talk about this shit. I'm not saying what she went through was funny.
Okay.
I'm just saying her going on Tasha K... I'm trying to, ridiculous. I swear I'm trying to bite my tongue, but I don't want to stay.
What do you want to say?
Want to stay. Mm-hmm. I want to say there's some straight haterism going on here. Who gives a fuck if she's assistant producer? Hey, you know what? Go for what you know.
He probably met her backstage. I said, dang.
She went a little too far. Then I would never fuck
her. Yeah, because they got.
I'm going to have to watch
them. Their kids are brothers and sisters.
I don't know.
Their
kids, her kids. I heard bits and pieces.
I don't know. Her kids are brothers and sisters with his new wife kids.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, keep it cute, keep it cat.
So she has a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old by Mike Epps, right?
Yes.
The ex-wife, okay.
Yeah, and the new one has little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Ty's age and younger. I seen them at
Target. They look so cute. But anyways, I don't think they really live here. I think he just opened up a restaurant in Denver or somewhere. But he's doing his thing. Thugs is all over the world. Get businesses all over the world. You know, flip houses all over the world. That's what I would do if I had that type of money. And apparently, Tasha was saying, the girl, nah, I ain't going to give too much away. Y'all just got to go watch
Tasha.
Yeah,
go watch it. I'm not
going to. And I'm not a sponsor for Tasha.
Unless Tiana plays it and I just hear some shit, bits and pieces.
I promise I only hear bits and pieces, too. That's why I said I'm not going to get into it because... You know, that's Tasha Cash. She always doing with the underhanded backhands.
And then the fact of the matter is, I mean,
you
like...
You thought you was doing it,
anyway,
and I saw you doing good.
Let's go to the next topic.
And I'm
going to
hurt you if I could.
We're going to let that go. I'm going to let that go for today. I'm going to maybe another day I'll explore my topics. Right, well,
I'll
explore
tell
a complete
you
topic.
That's
but
so
yeah.
Crazy. No, talk about it. Talk about it for real. What do you want to say?
I don't want to start no fake internet beef and shit. No,
you're good.
Look, okay, so basically, Tasha, I'm just saying, I mean, when I saw that she really didn't watch the 50-part series, because she said she's doing a show on, and it just went back to everything I was seeing, like, how they were saying that, you know, how she's getting sued and stuff, because she's not doing her research. I mean, it's a 50-part series. I know it's a long series or whatever, but you couldn't even figure, you didn't even know that you did an interview with the second wife, and y'all are both up here calling first wife. I don't even think the second wife knew she was the second wife. And
wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, oh, I see why they...
I think she was saying first research. Before...
That's what she said, but nah.
Yeah, I think she was just saying this woman was before Risa Tisdale, but the way she was wording it was improper because she was the second wife, not the first wife. And Risa Tisdale was the third wife, and she good because she only lasted a year with that weird motherfucker. I mean, the rest of them was winning for years and shit. She got up out of there when she seen all them red flags. She was a red flag one. Red flag.
Yeah, after red flag 1,000.
Red
and,
flag. Yeah.
And what? In a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, a year and a half. It was over.
No. The whole, but he had, who has 1,000 red, it was minimum 50 red flags by the end of the year. I was, 1,000's exaggerating.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think 50 is exaggerating.
Yeah.
I can go back. I get 50 because 50 is a series, so.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It probably was a million red flags, and she just finally was like, I'm out. You know?
Fuck this shit, I'm out. No, she wanted to know what it really was. And I don't know if she said it before, even though I've watched mostly all of the videos she's done about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she said it before, but really, she just wanted to see if she was the only one that was seeing this shit. She wanted to prove herself right. You know, with her working in the criminal justice system and everything like that, I think that her mind went on instant investigative mode. You want to believe it, but you want to believe it because he ain't putting that in front of your face. But then you don't want, you know, you ain't stupid. You know, you ain't stupid at the same time. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so you go and you do your little detective research and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And you need to know that in your mind to know that you're not the dumb one. You're not being, you know what? You're not so stupid that you would fall for this shit. So I think that that was the real reason why she needed to go back and go over this situation. Because, you know, it could happen to anybody. Yes, it could. And she's like, she couldn't say why it happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, go ahead.
Man, the comments was brutal. Hold on before we get into line like you look. Hold on now. The comments about Mike Epps and his infidelities was brutal on that thread.
But did he not admit he had cheating ways, infidelities?
Oh, that's what everybody was saying. Everybody was like, he already admit that. Every time, I mean, somebody said you ain't got to worry about him
giving two fucks because he already done said it in every show. He knew what was coming out. And please believe it, he had to know this interview was coming out. So he basically was saying he was sorry, but he wasn't saying it directly to her.
At the
he
same didn't call time,
her and tell her that he's
got a host
sorry.
To come playing a somewhat hardworking nigga.
Yeah.
Dating a very intelligent black woman. Mm-hmm. Whom he cheated on and had a baby with, and their two kids are the same age. So that is like that right there was just like showing a part of how kind of he views himself and the men around him. You know what I'm saying? Because he probably pulled all together them all the niggas
all
that he'd have met. You know,
people from Indianapolis.
Yeah,
that's what you
for real.
Say.
Yeah, because I done met a lot of them too. I
done
met a whole lot of them.
The upshot is based off of an Indianapolis couple, and that is like a common Indianapolis type of scenario couple. Like you said, like, oh my goodness, that's the truth. But anyways, let's get into Lying Like You Look, honey.
Like you love, you look, you look, you look, you look, and you look just like you lie.
Yes, and they are always out here lying like they look and looking just like they lie, girl. Because let's get into it. So I wanted
let's
to go.
Get into it.
Yes. I wanted to go with dissecting the Jaguar Wright claims.
Ooh,
again, which y'all can go to her page and see it for yourself. But what is your
you
personal
You can dissect
opinion?
It. I want you to know I was wanting some questions here.
What is your personal opinion as to why she like didn't come out when Tiffany Haddish was dating him? Why she want to wait until Jennifer Hudson is dating him? Like, what is her
I wanna
true
know.
Motive?
I want to know. General date, time, and year.
Oh, okay. You wanted to break it down. Break it down. Break it down. Okay. And what else? What else, girl?
Oh, I'm writing it down. Now.
Are you really writing it down right now?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm on test number one. I want to know, Jenna. I want to know who was all there. Were you dating him?
Right, right. I didn't look at it. Like, I really didn't. I just thought it was strange.
Were you talking to him, dating him? Talking or dating or anything other than that?
But like I said, though, it's mad crazy. If he really did do this, it's ridiculous. Like, what possesses a man to do weird shit like this?
I guess this is the same as what were you wearing, but I just want to know the context.
Of how it happened.
The general context. No. I don't care about how it happened. I'm talking about how it got up to this point. What type of situation were you guys in to where you just thought it was
cool? She tells the whole scenario. So you can go to the link that
well,
I sent
you
and on her page. Because
I'm not going.
You could check it out. I mean,
I cannot because I'm playing a podcast. I'm recording a podcast.
I mean, later. Right. Later, I'm not talking about
No, because
about
I'm not going to remember later because I'm going to go back and read a book or do a crossword puzzle or some shit.
That part.
And forget
okay.
about it.
It is not worth my time. But yeah, she gets off into all of that. And I was just like, you know, she could have worn so many other women. Why now? But you know, you can't.
Why not?
You can't, like, tell somebody when to release their trauma. Maybe she felt like it was time to release the trauma now. That he's with one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. I'm just saying. Just right now, at this very moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
And P. Diddy played her ass. Push her to the back burner.
Well, according to everybody.
Basically blackballed her. She's still doing her thing, but she basically blackballed.
Girl, go to his page and see how many
followers. Oh, I'm talking about Jaguar Wright.
No, I'm just saying that they are not blackballing no P. Diddy. I mean, as much as
I said Jaguar Wright is basically
no girl. She got a lot of followers now.
Yeah, no, but she's you can have a lot of followers, but
you get paid.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. You will. I'm saying she's blackballed from the industry. Diddy blackballed her ass. I mean, pretty much.
He couldn't keep a good dog down because she's up on the internet clowning.
Okay.
Yep, she said she's scared out of her life mind. I think one point in time she was staying at hotel to hotel, like scared that somebody would do something to her, and she documented everything she was going through. Like somebody really threatened
her. I can do that too, just like Legion was on the phone with his brother every morning.
Oh Lord. You see?
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She was running out the hotel room, but really going home to her mansion.
I don't know what the fuck she was
doing. Or wherever her house is.
I'm just saying.
Like you said, $1 million house in New York is
it's whatever. It's whatever. Whatever she said she was doing, she did. She did that. That's my Alfred Hitchcock. Anyway.
I just wanted to get into it. I just can't believe that you, you know. No, I ain't going to say I can't believe that. That it happened to her. I'm saying that I can't believe that.
No, I'm not saying it didn't happen to her. I'm just
right. I think she's telling the truth, but I don't know.
No,
allegedly, I believe
people have different perceptions of different things.
Yes,
that's my thing.
And she feel like that's what happened.
Too far putting his thing in her face, but. Putting her thing in her face while she was asleep. I mean, she felt like he was going too far. I want to know in what context did he? I don't know. I just want to know that what context that they were in, what situation that they were in, that he felt it was okay to put his dick in her face because he doesn't seem like that type of dude.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he didn't do it because, hey, maybe he was going off some crazy shit, you know, and you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's so horrible, though.
But I think maybe she passed out while they were having sex, and then
these allegations are definitely driving more views to her.
I mean, it's highly possible and highly probable that she passed out while they were having sex, or she passed out when they were about to have sex, because, you know, she was probably inebriated.
You know, are you saying that anybody would want to have sex with?
No. I'm saying sometimes you're inebriated.
Never mind. You might give somebody.
No. When you're inebriated, people think that you might want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Because they're inebriated too, and you're inebriated. But you don't want to. And so they will come forward and come some kind of way. That is why I'm saying I want to know the circumstances. I don't see him just going up to her and saying, suck my dick, bitch, while she sleeps.
I don't either.
That's all. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he's gone off some shit. Maybe he had some cocaine. I don't know. Shit. Whatever. I'm not trying to say she's a lie. I just, like.
Oh, my Lord. I just hope that everybody gets some healing. So, we're going to play some healing music today. With our artist of the day, okay? And her name is Bobby Storm. Again, we are highlighting women because it is still Women's Month.
Hey.
Thank you. And if you guys haven't heard it, it's called you can catch it on her YouTube page, Bobby Storm. And it's called We Can't Forget Him. Good healing music.
Hey. I'm about to be so straight racist right now. Black people get 28 days, but black women they get 2 months. Just say tell me they don't. My guess, Hispanics get Hispanic Heritage Month and Women's Month too. Hispanic Women's Day. But we don't have National White People's Day, so.
Anyway. Forget. You gotta learn the hard way. Forget. All right, that's all y'all get. Again, y'all can go to her page. It's Bobby Storm, and it's We Can't Forget Him.
Official video.
Yes, get some inspiration in y'all lives. Some inspirational music. Bring your back center. You give your good energy all day. Okay, baby?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's how I get my day going. I ain't even gonna lie. Before I came over here, we was listening to the big speaker, you know, and doing karaoke, girl.
I'd rather do karaoke in a private booth somewhere.
We do it at home, you know, and just in the front room. Okay. But that song, I love it. I love that song. It's very inspirational.
In 2028, when I get a new car.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to give Tina that Kia.
You're going to give her the Kia.
I don't know how long it's gonna last though.
All right,
it should still be running, buddy.
You guys taking care of it, so it should be good.
It'll be 20 years old then.
Yeah. But you wanted to talk about some story in Speedway. What's going on with the demolition?
18 years old. My bad.
Yeah, but you sent me a Fox 59 story from Speedway.
What Napatown story. Speedway now is its own city, but back in the day when we were younger and stuff like that, and before, Speedway was an extension of Indianapolis. When they had the Speedway in that part of Indianapolis, right? Or Indiana, however you want to look at it. And so there was this place called Burger Chef, or what we would call Hardee's nowadays, or if you know what Hardee's is, wherever you're from. But we had a restaurant chain called Burger Chef, and this particular Burger Chef on Crawfordsville Road, late at night, four employees came up missing from the store. Now, they found a knife with blood on it, I believe. The police found a knife with blood on it, but they did not find the four people who came up missing, two women and two men, who came up missing from the Burger Chef at that night shift. And they found their bodies in Johnson County, Indiana. So,
all four of them, right?
Yes, all four of their bodies. And they still have not found out who killed them to this day. And you know what? It probably was some damn wacky, crazy-ass motherfucker, though.
What year was it?
He probably... Oh, this is 1978. November 1978. Like, a little bit after I was born. So maybe 3 to 4 weeks after I was born. 78?
Wasn't that when the crazy cults was going around killing people?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's what I was thinking that would happen. Yeah.
Well, they've all been put to death, right?
No, some of the... I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Were you looking up if it was a cult going around killing people back then? Yeah. It mm-hmm. definitely was. It was. I forget what it was called. But they all got locked up. They all, because they
had... Oh, I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, when they went and they broke in those people's vacation home and they killed them. Yeah, but they made a movie about it too. So... Why do they idolize 11 p.m. serial killers?
Oh, man, no, I was a month old. I was a little bit over a month old. November
17th, 1978. Yeah, but have you noticed how they idolize serial killers in our country? Like, they make...
Because they want to know how the fuck movies. They come up with this idea to do this crazy-ass shit. It is...
What you mean?
What makes you want to go and, like, cut a body open and... dissect it perfectly and pull out the veins and shit and just cut off the skin just perfectly so you can put it on your own body type shit.
That, why would you want to know the cut off in somebody's mind to make them want to do that? They sick. That's what makes them want to do that.
Hey.
Yeah, they got too much time on their hands.
Also, their methods of evading the police. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with serial killer
documentary
type shit. Yeah.
I don't like how they glorify serial killers in our country. I don't like it. But they do it around the world. It ain't just here. You know, the internet has showed up.
We don't just have serial killers, though. We have, like, people who go into power, get into power. And that's another reason why they want to... How people can convince other people to do these things, to get them into these situations where they could be killed.
To give a shout-out to Biden Harris...
Oh, Aunt Carla. Yes, I'm getting a shout out to Biden Harris. Biden Harris, 2024.
I'm not.
Yeah, sorry.
My shout out is Biden. Can you hear me, Biden? I'm right next to you. Can you hear me? Cause you ain't did shit that we asked you to do, motherfucker.
Why well, asked that?
You
ass
said
shit.
You was gonna do. What the fuck?
I didn't expect him to do shit.
I mean, he can't even walk at this point.
And I still don't expect him to do shit. I don't really expect any president to do too much because...
I do.
It's called politics.
I really expect for my state representatives that I help get in office to do what the fuck they said they was going to do. I do expect that.
No, but
and that's why I say fire them if they're not doing their goddamn job.
Okay, and who's
going to
take
go.
Their job because they don't give you nobody
somebody
to choose
from. Better.
Who?
It's people out there
Sherman and Blueberry.
But
Blayman, who is not even on all 50 ballots.
Because of the naysayers.
Oh, yeah. So, No. It's not the naysayers. It's the people that won't vote for them because they don't know what they can either. They, A, don't know that they can write a candidate in, or B, they just not voting
they don't
at all.
Care, and they're not voting, and it's awful. But you know, like I said,
when, but you're not giving no vote away, though. No, you're not giving a vote away. But I wouldn't be getting a vote away by voting for. They say you're getting a vote away when you go
off.
But I was gonna say because we don't. Yeah. In the end, we don't control who's the president. We do not.
I don't.
We still have the Electoral College. So, I mean, if you want to vote for Black Bear, go ahead and vote for Black Bear.
It's Blue Bear, girl.
Blue Bear.
Sherman Blue Bear.
Sherman and Blue Bear. Sherman Drive. And Blueberry Kush. No.
Oh, Blue Bear. You are crazy. Oh, my God.
Is Blueberry Kush a thing? I just made this shit up. Is that real, though?
It is real.
Oh, damn. I didn't know.
A real thing.
Anyway.
Some of the best in the world. But anyways, that's the Blueberry Kush.
Okay.
Love it. But anyways, let's get up out of here.
Mm-mm.
You want to talk to Mo? You want to talk to Mo?
No, but I was just saying, like, in the end, they're trying to scare us into thinking Trump's going to win, but nobody wants Trump to be. Nobody in a. I mean, there are a few people still out there, and it's mostly like his constituents and, you know.
Which you don't want to call them what they are. The racists.
No. I forgot how to say Sunday.
Good old boys.
I don't want to say that.
Pilgrims.
The tribalistic people of the rural areas.
Oh, Lord. You done gave them a title. Nah, we ain't doing that. They are called.
Because they're not all a part of the tribe.
Well, let's call them.
But they are in a tribe where they expect certain things and certain ideologies and things like that.
Of the rural areas. You right.
To these
rural areas. Yeah.
Sometimes you after see a dark, lot of, like, you might end up dead. You know what I'm talking about?
You might not make it.
Now, you might end up unalived.
Unalived.
And nobody's gonna find out why you are not there. I'm just saying, no. It's like that.
You might end up a sausage in the meat grinder.
Don't go there and try to talk crazy.
Saw a documentary about that too.
When the state patrol stop you, be like, yes sir, no sir, yes sir. I swear to God, you better.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway,
some areas are still like that. It's yes, sad. It's sad. Oh my goodness. But anyways. I don't feel like voting for Biden and Harris. I mean, the only reason would be is because he's going to be considered, you know, not able
to win anyway.
He might not, but...
No, Biden's going to win.
We'll see.
How much you want to bet?
I'll
put money on it. $50.
I might go in there and vote for them. I'm not going to say...
I don't care who you vote for.
I just don't really want to.
I might vote for Sherman and Blue Bear, too.
Sherman Blue Bear 2024.
But I bet you $50 that Biden is going to win.
That's why I would do it. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
I got $50 on Biden.
I got $50 on him too.
Girl, give me some. Shit.
Well, again, we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And as always, please remain unbothered and unmoved, but please be bothered to vote, though.
Yes. November!
Body pop a bottle over and get high. Shows you're living good when you see. You know what it means.
Where's the cup? Where's the cup?
This is gonna be mad.
Oh, shit. But tell me what. But it's time to kill you.
In your room.
It's time to watch them. Go get it. It's in your room. No. Well, you don't have to then. Because you're not getting it. Oh, sorry, shit. I forgot what it was for.
Go be mad.
His haircut is called
Bloody.
Look at him turn around for it.
Bring you
shout
down.
Out to us. What's
L the Barber.
L the Barber.
Shout out to L.
she kept that.
Bitch is gonna be mad at us. Bitch is gonna be mad at us. Niggas gonna be mad at us. And they just gonna be mad at us. There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right. You're not doing right. Something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.